It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports, just moments away from the opening tip-off of the state quarterfinals here between Heritage Christian Academy and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And joining me is head coach Corey Larson of the Blackjacks. And Corey, been a whirlwind for you since you won the state championship, or section championship, I should say. I'm putting myself ahead here. I almost said state championship.
Yeah, it was one game at a time. One game at a time.
Yeah, kind of a fun last few days for you guys.
Yeah, I think anytime you have, especially in small communities, you have things like this happen. And, you know, it is kind of, I mean, our dance team goes to state every year. Wrestling team has been to state a couple times. You know, I think sometimes what's different about basketball is it's the last winter sport to have their state tournament. So, you know, when dance is going on, you know, so are the other sports. You know, same thing with wrestling. And now, you know, boys basketball, it's it. Everybody is, you know, wrapped up their postseasons, and it's, you know, you just have the one sport. So you might just have a little bit more excitement because of that. And but yeah, it's definitely, you know, been a weekend full of congratulations and people asking, who are you going to play, what's your seed, and when are you going down, what's your plans, and all that. But lots of well wishes.
That's right. You know, I've covered sports for a long time for Q92, and I don't ever recall such a large following from any team, really. This is a huge following of not just Dawson Boyd people, getting people from all over following you, I think. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's very cool. I'd say it's humbling. I think in the history Dawson Boyd, when they move into section championships or subsection championships, typically have a really good following. You know, that was the sixth time I've been able to coach in a section championship as a head coach, and twice as an assistant. And man, it's hard to compare because my memory's not great, but yeah. Man, that crowd was loud on Thursday.
Yeah, at the RA facility, it was full.
Yeah.
Full of black and gold.
A lot of black and gold. So
yeah, great. All right. Well, let's talk about you're playing at Target Center. Are the kids excited about that? I'm sure some of them have played on the Target Center floor before in AAU or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any AAU events that make it to the Target Center. But, I don't know if we have any experience. I never asked, I guess, the kids. But
pretty special place, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just, it's cool that, you know, you get to step on the same court that Tim Rule step on to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good
atmosphere. Venue.
Yep. Good atmosphere. End up a little further away, and, you know, there could be more people there on Thursday. But, you know, than there was certainly last Thursday. Problem is, like, that space at SMSU is much smaller, and mm-hmm. fans are maybe a little bit closer to you. So that's probably going to sound louder than it will on Thursday. So, it's a different venue, but at the same time, we got to bring the same level of play.
Right. Should ask some of the boys this, but I'm sure shooting the basketball on Target Center floor is a lot different than shooting the ball in the gym. It's, you know, it's the same. Is it bigger? It's a bigger floor, isn't it?
It's bigger than a high school floor, but okay. It's going to be this But I think what's going to throw you off is the amount of space,
right,
you know, behind the hoop.
Right.
That's going to be different than anywhere else that you face. You know, even though you get a little bit of that at SMSU, it's much, much different.
Right.
At the target center. Mm-hmm. And then it really comes down to, like, if that's what you're seeing, you're probably not going to make it regardless of where you're shooting it. If you're focused on the front of the rim or the back of the rim, which you should be, you know, then you're going to shoot it the same way. So,
okay.
A little bit of a mental game.
Right. Well, let's talk about your opponent here in a few minutes, the Heritage Christian Academy. What can you tell us about him, Corey?
Yeah, come out of Section 4. Good mix of kids. I mean, I think they have five kids that average double figures and a couple big kids inside, a 6'3 kid that's going to the University of Minnesota to play football, strong kid, and then a 6'7 kid that comes off the bench that, you know, good physical post, and then, you know, you mix in, I think their point guard is quick and can score the basketball, and they got a kid that can shoot it, another kid that's kind of a shooter slasher. I mean, we label them as a scorer, so they got a good mix offensively. They like to play up tempo, which is kind of fits with what we want to do as well. At the same time, I think it's important for us to kind of dictate that tempo, let us play fast and try to force them to earn things a little bit more than they're used to in the half court set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking at their schedule. I see that Central Minnesota Christian beat them 61-52 back on December 14th. And they play some of the bigger schools too down in the cities, don't they?
Yeah, they have a couple on their schedule. You know, I don't really know a lot about the teams that they play other than, I mean, we have two common opponents in Nevis and Central Minnesota Christian.
Okay. All right. So what do the Blackjacks need to do to pick up this quarterfinal win here at state?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's always kind of a simple recipe. I mean, you look to ways to get them out of rhythm, force them to do things on the offensive end that they don't like to do, and one is, you know, maybe hold on to the ball a little bit longer than they typically do. Make them earn things at that end of the floor. So, I mean, defend and rebound is a big part of it because that's going to allow us to get into our, you know, transition game. You know, on the other end, too, it's adjusting to how you're going to be defended. I mean, they're a team that on film, they look like they're going to play a lot of man. Is that what they're going to do on Thursday? It's kind of a wait-and-see game. You kind of prepare for a lot of different defenses and hopefully come out early and just kind of feel the game out and kind of get yourself into a rhythm early and continue that rhythm through 36 minutes.
Yeah, it's important to get off to a good start, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think anybody that's stepping into these games, you know, it's a little bigger stage, so it's understandable that you might have a little bit of nerves just because it is, you know, the highest level that you get to play high school basketball at. So, you know, how quickly can you as an individual and you as a team kind of put that bubble over the court and say, all right, it's a basketball game, let's go play.
All right. Yep, let's go play. So, all right, the best of luck to you here at Target Center, Corey, and thanks for your time, and we'll probably visit with you after in the post game there.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you very much.
You bet. Head coach Corey Larson of the Blackjacks. We'll take a commercial break. That wraps up your Subway pregame show, and Mitchell and I will be back with the State Farm Insurance starting lineups between the Blackjacks and Heritage Christian Academy right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Boys State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Gnometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Roslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swedzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Jenny O Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFB Minnesota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martin's and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Pyrrhus, Guildcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assistant Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State basketball action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silvey.
Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silvey here, the Blackjack and the Eagles from Heritage Christian Academy. Mitchell, what can you tell us about them?
Well, Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 27-3. They're ranked number two in the state of Minnesota at Class A, and they are the two seed for this year's state tournament. They are the three-time defending Camden Conference champions, and they are the Section 3A champions. They have a neutral record of 5-3 this season. They come in averaging 81 points per game on offense. They give up 49 points per game on defense. They have the number two scoring offense and the number one scoring defense of the teams that make the state tournament this year. And they are the only Class A state tournament team to average over 80 points per game on offense and less than 50 points per game on defense. They defeated Hills Beaver Creek 59-52 in the Section 3A final, and this is the first trip to the state tournament for Dawson Boyd since 1991. For Heritage Christian, they come in with an overall record of 24-5. They are the seventh seed in the state tournament. They have a neutral record of 4-2. They average 78 points per game on offense. They give up 62 points per game on defense. They defeated Liberty Classical Academy 93-72 in their Section 4A final. And they made it to the state tournament last season, and they are the consolation champion, where they defeated RTR 63-62.
All right, here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. First for Heritage Christian Academy, 24 wins, 5 losses. Number 0, Josh Choquet. Showing up, Moulton, number 2, Haig, number 4. Griffin Booms, number 24, and Abu Karawali. We got a couple good ones there. And that's your starting lineups for the Eagles. For Dawson Boyd, number 0, Gunner Liebel, 6-foot junior guard. Number 3, Carson Stratmone. Carson's a 6-foot sophomore. Number 5, Grayson Boyd. Grayson is a 6'8" senior. Number 12, Jackson Halstead. Jackson is a guard at 6'3" and a sophomore. Number 10, Drew Yomlin. Drew is a senior, 6'7" forward. The Blackjacks are coached by Corey Larson, assisted by Keith Stratmone and Dustin Yomlin and Jason Boyd. This is head coach Corey Larson's 20th season coaching Blackjack basketball. He has a career record of 365 wins and 165 losses. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony Orada, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. Exciting time here. Look at the Dawson Boyd Blackjack fans behind us, Mitchell. I think the whole community is here.
Yeah, we got a great showing from the fans, and the student section is out. The band's ready to play. It's going to be a good one.
both public address announcer introducing both teams. This is the quarterfinal. We've had other games already. We saw Nevis pull up just moments ago over
Henning,
yeah. Very low-scoring game in the first half, but Nevis really poured it on in the second half.
Yeah, Nevis won that game by a final score of 58-52. And in the first game that was played here at Target Center, the 1-seed Cherry beat the 8-seed Bold 89-57.
Yeah, Jack Gross for Bold recorded his 2,000th career point at the free throw line in that game. We caught that as we were coming in. Congratulations to the Montevideo Thunderhawks and Coach Derek Webb. They won in overtime at Concordia College, 83-80, over Minnehaha Academy. So the Thunderhawks, they're bringing home some hardware.
Yeah, they are the consolation champions of this year's state tournament, so yep. Congratulations to the Thunderhawks.
Coach Corey Larson being introduced to the large Target Center crowd here. Mitchell and I are broadcasting right on the gym floor, right by the main logo. And we are excited to bring you blackjack basketball here on Q92. We're also streaming online at klqpfm.com. And you can listen online as well over the airwaves of 92.1 FM. Mitchell, this is what the Blackjacks have been dreaming about, especially these seniors, for a long time.
Yep, this is a big moment for them. They got a big step winning the section this year, and so this will be a good opportunity for them to come out and show what they got.
All right, Coach Larson. He played in the state tournament when he was a senior. 1991 was the last time the Blackjacks were here. They're here in their home uniform,
black and gold.
And folks, we're going to tip off. Tip off here between the Blackjacks and the Eagles from Heritage Christian. Listen to the Dawson Boyd fans behind us. Here we go. Boyd jumping center, and he wins the tip. And we are underway here at Target Center.
Heritage Christian looks like they're on the 2-3 zone to start out on defense.
Stratmon, you got to get the early jitters. You got to be nervous. Oh, Label trying to hit inside. Didn't work. Picked off by the Heritage Christian Eagles.
Dawson Boyd out in man-to-man defense.
Josh shot up. No good. Rebounded by number 30, Tara Wally. He's a big, tall, wide guy, isn't he?
And a quick foul picked up by Drew Yalman there on the rebound.
So the Heritage Christian will inbound the ball underneath their basket. Just underway here. Tara Wally, he loses the ball. Yalman got a hand on it. Stratmon picks it up. Stratmon with the ball. The gutter label. In the corner to Drew. Drew in the paint. The Halstead, he dishes it off the Boyd. Oh, he missed the shot. Gets his rebound, puts it up, and he missed the shot again. But he's fouled.
Great job by Brayson to stick with that after a missed shot. Gets his own offensive rebound, and then he gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for a chance to get 2 points.
Brayson Boyd at the line. And the free throw is up, and it's good, and there's your first point of the basketball game. First points of the game here belong to Brayson Boyk and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Second free throw is also good, and the Blackjacks have a 2-0 lead to start the game. Blackjacks quickly back on defense. The Eagles passing the ball around the perimeter. We got a number 0-2 for the Eagles. His name is Shokeye, and he just put the shot up and scored. Shokeye, got to practice that one. It's not even spelled like that, is it?
Nope, no H either.
Shokeye. Yamlin in the paint, nothing but net for Drew Yamlin.
And nice shot by Drew Yamlin, getting to the middle of that 2-3 zone, hitting a nice mid-range jump shot for Dawson Boyd.
Shokeye bringing the ball across the court, crossover dribble. Pulls up for a three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Stratmon. We're tied, or the Blackjacks lead 4-2. Stratmon over to Drew. Blackjacks being patient. Gunner at the top of the key, looks inside, kicks it over to Stratmode for three. Off the rim, rebound to Yamlin. Yamlin puts the shot up, it's partially blocked. Here's Gunner Label for three. That's no good. Boyd going for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off Boyd's finger.
A couple of good opportunities there for Dawson Boyd. Able to get a couple extra possessions there with the offensive rebounding, but just couldn't get any shots to fall.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell still here at Target Center this afternoon. State quarterfinals. You want to win and stay in that winner's bracket. So Kahey with a 3-point. No, just a two, huh?
No, that was just two. It'll tie it up at four.
Just tied it up. So Kahey tied it up. Here's Yamlin. Quick pass to Hasted. Back over to Gunner. Boyk on the left wing. Dribbles up to the center of the court. 4-4 tied up. In the side to Drew Yamlin. He's fouled from behind by number 24, Griffin Booms. B-O-O-M-S, Booms.
Gunner Lebo will inbound it now for Dawson Boyd.
Inbound to Stratmore for three! Oh, from the baseline, no good, and Tarawali grabs the board. Here comes game. Shakehey, fouled by Hasted.
Good. Second foul on Dawson Boyd, the first one on Hasted.
That was the first foul?
That was the first foul on Hasted, second team foul for Dawson Boyd.
They inbound the ball down to Tarawali. He goes one-on-one with Yamlin, and he scores.
Good hit. It's Christian, their first lead of the game at 6-4 with 14:50 to play in the first half.
Yamlin, here's a three by Drew. That's off the back iron. Big rebound by Boyk, and he puts it back strong. Wow, what a big rebound. Strong rebound.
Yeah, that's two rebounds now for Brayson Boyk.
Look at the Dawson Boyd bench. They're fired up. 6-6, tied up. Owen Haig with a big headband on. He's in the paint, turnaround jumper, no good. And a good box out by Yamlin. Here's Liebel on the run. The Boyk. We're tied, 6-6. Stratmone, Yamlin, Boyk. Gunner for three from the baseline. No, won't go. Rebound. Hasted missed the shot. There, Wally with the board.
That was a nice shot by Hasted to get in position for that offensive rebound. Oh, and then Dawson Boyd, low, slow to get back. The head position goes down low.
Owen Haig missed the easy shot. He really threw it over the rim. And now the Blackjacks throw the ball away. Here's a fast break for Heritage Christian Academy. They go in and miss the layup. That was Owen Haig for the Eagles. Boy, we got a great crowd here for Class A quarterfinal game. Heritage Christian, they're all decked out in bright blue in front of us, and the Blackjacks in their black and gold behind us.
Blackjacks having a little tough start shooting for the ball to start this game. They're 2-9 on field goals and 0-5 from three.
And Haig just missed the free throw, and we remain tied 6-6.
Bo Johnson checks in for the first time for Dawson Boyd. He replaces Jackson Hasted.
A lot of Dawson Boyd students here. I think the whole student body is here. Haig's second free throw is good. And that puts Heritage Christian in the lead, 7-6. Yamlin stops at the half court, now down to Boyd. Stratmone, Carson, top of the key to Yamlin. Here's Bo Johnson, his first action tonight. Yamlin drives in the paint, kicks it out to Bo. Bo lost the ball, down low to Boyk. Boyk shoots, he scores, and he's fouled! Brayson Boyk!
A strong take there by Boyk. Finishes through the contact, he'll have a chance for a three-point play.
Brayson looks like he's on a mission here this afternoon. He's at the free throw line. He's already got 5 points, right?
He's at six right now.
Oh, six. And the free throw is missed. And it's rebounded there by the Eagles from Heritage Christian, who they are located in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Haig drives the baseline, a lefty, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Haig's arguing with the referee that Yamlin touched it last.
I think it was a swipe by Bo Johnson that knocked the ball loose, or was it Yamlin?
Yeah, either one. They're standby. Yamlin in the Boyk. Stratmon on the right wing, back to Bracelet. Now to Drew Yamlin. Blackjack. Yamlin dishes it off. Slam dunk by Bracelet, boy!
Right there, it almost looks like Heritage Christians tried to switch back to a man-to-man defense, and Boykus just able to make a quick cut to the back and get open for an easy dunk.
Down low, we got a new guy in. Palmer. They don't have the height listed, but he's like 6'8", 2". Shot put up by the Eagles. No good. Rebound by Label down the pike. Layup. Good! Grayson Hot. 10 points.
Yeah, that's where Dawson Boyd, that's where they make their living, is getting out in transition after their defensive rebound, getting the fast break points.
Gunnar Liebel got that ball. He saw his eyes looking down the floor, and Brayson was breaking down like a wide receiver. Turnover by Heritage Christian. Another fast break for Dawson Boyd. Down to Gunnar. Gunnar underneath. Scores! Gunnar Liebel!
And we got a quick timeout taken by Heritage Christian.
Listen to the fans. 14-7 Blackjacks. Take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more state basketball from Target Center right after this.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. State boys basketball, 14-7 Blackjacks. Timeout's over.
Yeah, Heritage Christian led 6-4, and now Dawson Boyd's on a 10-1 run. Still the 7-point lead, 14-7.
Palmer. He's 6'8", 6'9". Down low to Darawale, and he is fouled either by Boyk or Yamlin.
I think it'll be Boyk, and it should be his first personal foul.
Looks like after the timeout, their head coach, Tim Herman, he's in his 21st year for Heritage Christian. Over 300 career wins. To Darawale at the free throw line. And he hit the front of the rim, and it bounces away. Still a 7-point lead for Dawson Boyd.
Darawale currently with 2 points and 3 rebounds for Heritage Christian.
Second free throw here by Darawale. It's off the backer. Big rebound by Brayson.
The third rebound, I believe, for Brayson Boyd.
Here's Gunnar Liebel. Back to Brayson at the top of the key. Looks underneath. Yamlin was covered. Boyd now on the corner to Drew. Drew, quick pass under to Bo Johnson. Back out to Drew for three. Good! Drew Yamlin hit the three in the corner.
That's the first three-pointer for Dawson Boyd. They were 1 of 6 currently.
And the Blackjacks are up by 10 points. 17-7, 11-19 to go in the first half.
Make it a 13-1 run now for Dawson Boyd.
Booms. Down to Palmer. On the baseline, Palmer. Looks like the... There's Haig, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Owen Haig with his first field goal. He's got 3 points. And it's 17-9, Dawson Boyd.
Almost looks like a one.
Oh, it's stolen by Shakay. Shakay going in for the layup, and he makes it.
Looks like Heritage Christian made a switch to a 1-3-1 zone now.
Now the ball's tipped and stolen, but Label gets it back. And the Eagles, the ball's loose on the floor. We got a foul on Dawson Boyd.
I think that foul will be on Liebel. That'll be his first.
Looks like a fumble in football there. Got bodies flying all over the place. And Haig comes out. And number 2, Jonah Moulton, back in for Heritage Christian. They're in their white uniforms with blue trim. And Chokehe, their point guard, wearing number 0, dribbles it across midcourt. Now into Moulton. Back to Chokehe. Lobs it in to Darawale. Darawale goes to the basket. Boyk on him. Shoots over Boyk. Missed the shot. Boyk with the rebound. Good defense by Brayson.
That was a great job by Drew Yaman and Brayson Boyk to box out Terawali there.
Liebel for three. Oh, off the rim, no good. And back to Boyk. Boyk for three. Good! Brayson Boyk hit the three.
Nice job by Dawson Boyk. Harris Christian came down with the rebound there, but then Dawson Boyk was able to poke it loose, and it went straight to Boyk for a big-time three.
20-11 is the score. The Blackjacks lead over Heritage Christian. Chakehe explodes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Another rebound for Boyk. Here's Gunner on the left wing, standing right in front of me. Now Bo Johnson for three in the corner, and it's good for Bo Johnson! Everybody is getting involved here for the Blackjacks.
Dawson Boyk now 3 of 8 from the three-point line.
23-11. Palmer. Bumped by Yaman. Yaman's going to be called for the foul.
That I believe would be Yaman's second personal foul.
I think they got Drew. He listed at 6'7". Palmer's a good head of taller, so he's got to be almost 6'8", 6'9", Palmer, this Heritage Christian kid. So Kahe is going to come out of the game. Owen Haig back in for Heritage Christian. They're going to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Gets it into Terawali in the corner. Over to Haig.
Hested and Gunnar Olsen have checked in for Dawson Boyk.
Going to the basket, number 24. He lays it up. That's Griffin Booms. Booms with his first field goal.
Jackson Hested and Drew Yaman each with two personal fouls in the first half here.
There goes Gunner to the basket. He falls down. No whistle. Picked up by the Eagles. They're off and running with Booms. Terawali. Back to Booms. Booms almost lost the ball. Palmer gets it, kicks it in the corner. Haig goes to the basket, lays it up left-handed. And now a bit of a run here for Heritage Christian. 23-15. Boy, jump shot. Off the glass. No good. Terawali with the board.
I think that'll be 5 rebounds now for Terawali.
Haig. Goes down to the baseline, cut off nicely by Boyk. Palmer with the ball. 6'9" post player.
Great job by Hasted moving his feet. Foul, and he'll get a force to travel on Heritage Christian. Looks like Drew Yellen and Carson Stratmon check back in for Dawson Boyk. They replace Bo Johnson and Gunnar Olsen.
Blackjacks will inbound the ball, and they'll come up the full length of the court. Here's Gunnar Liebel. Liebel has 2 points as he crosses midcourt. Right wing there to Stratmon, who's back in the game. Almost kicked off there by Owens. Boyk keeps it. Blackjacks keep possession. Yamlin with his back to the basket, kicks it in the corner here to Hasted. Back to Stratmon. Gunnar Liebel inside to Yamlin. Tipped away, but getting the ball is Boyk.
10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Bounce past the strap mode. Oh, he missed the shot. Rebounded Carson back to Yamlin. Hasted in the paint, one-handed. Four! Jackson Hasted with his first basket.
Great job by Hasted there with the little floater in the lane.
Good job by the Blackjacks. They must have picked up 3 offensive rebounds there, and they stayed with it. We're back to a 10-point lead for Dawson Boyk. Chakehe back in. Jump shot, no good. Boarded there by Yamlin. 25-15, Dawson Boyk.
That was the 14th rebound for Dawson Boyk. Heritage Christian only has 6.
Oh, Boyk lost the ball.
Poked out of bounds by Heritage Christian. Dawson Boyk will retain possession.
Terawali got touched at last. We're in the best seat in Target Center, Mitchell and I. We are right at midcourt. It's just so much fun broadcasting the game here on the Target Center floor right now.
Dawson Boyk doing a nice job. Oh,
look at Gunner go to the basket quick. Kisses it off the glass. No, Terawali with the board. Another board for Abu Terawali.
Yeah, he has 6 of the 7 rebounds for Heritage Christian.
Chakehe, the right wing to number 5. They go down low to Terawali. Forces up a shot.
He is fouled by Gunnar Olsen, who's checked back into the game. He replaces Brayson Boyk.
Terawali hit the floor hard on the foul. Who's that foul on?
Gunnar Olsen.
Oh, Gunnar, okay.
Terawali's 0 for 2 at the line so far.
Free throw by Abu Terawali. No good. Wow.
Dawson Boyd doing a nice job of sharing the basketball on offense. They have 8 assists to just 1 for Heritage Christian.
Darawali's second free throw is on its way, and that's good. 25-16. 25-16, Dawson Boyd leading Heritage Christian. Oh, Gunner runs into the Eagle, knocks him down, no whistle, and he gets the ball back. Yamlin, top of the key, goes to the right side, pulls up a jump shot off the backboard. Darawali with another board. And here come the Eagles. Owen Haig, 25-16, Dawson Boyd, 6-12 to play here in the first half. And the ball's on the floor.
A great hustle.
Gunner Olsen with the steal goes in. Yamlin, and he fouled. Drew his foul going in for a layup.
Great hustle play there by Dawson Boyd. Jackson has to poke the ball loose first, I believe. Yeah. And then Dawson Boyd was able to recover it, get out in transition, and Yamlin goes to the free throw line.
Gunner Olsen was laying on the floor. The ball came by him, and he kind of just tipped it. Someone's taking himself out of the game for the Eagles, not sure why.
Dawson Boyd's 2 of 3 at the free throw line. So far, this will be Drew Yamlin's first trip to the free throw line.
And Drew's free throw is good. Drew Yamlin, he's got six points. He'll try for 7 with his second free throw. And that's good. Yamlin, perfect from the free throw line, making it 27-16, Dawson Boyd. Blake is on the bench. He's getting a rest here.
He looks like he's going to check back in here. And that's the timeout.
Shakay goes in. Missed it. Darawali with the rebound and put back.
That's now 8 rebounds for Darawali.
He's dominating the boards right now. Here's Gunner. Liebel it is. In the paint. Out to Yamlin. Tipped away. It's loose at half court. It's picked up by Griffin. Booms. Going in for the layup. And the follow-up is by number 2, Jonah Moulton. Boy, a lot of collision there. A lot of bodies flying on the floor, and there was no whistle for a foul, Mitchell.
Yeah, it was a great job by Shatmone and Hassett to hustle back. And they did a nice job blocking the first attempt, but the trailer player for Heritage Christian able to get the offensive putback.
Gunner Olsen comes out. Gunner Liebel come out. It's a 7-point lead. With 5 minutes, 23 seconds to play. Paul Ramel, Mitchell Silt here at Target Center. State quarterfinals. You want to win and play tomorrow at Williams Arena. Blake for 3 from the corner. Rattled in and out. No good. Big rebound by Griffin Booms. He's off and running. He's not very tall, is he? Haig for 3 from the corner. And Owen Haig hits a 3 for Heritage Christian. He's got 8 points.
That's about a 7-0 run now for Heritage Christian.
27-23. And a turnover there by Dawson Boyd. So Heritage Christian, a little momentum here with 4:44 to play in the first half. Boy, Coach Corey Larson doing a lot of substituting quick, isn't he?
And now Bo Johnson has checked in for Dawson Boyd here for Stratmore, I believe.
Okay. Here's a 3-pointer by Moulton. That's way short, and it goes out of bounds. And the score remains Dawson Boyd 27, Heritage Christian Academy 23. The Eagles are 24-5 on the season. Blackjacks 27-3. Here's Yamlin on the baseline, drives the baseline, kicks it out to Stratmoon, who's wide open for a 3, and it rattled in and out, no good, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagles basketball.
That was a good look there for Stratmoon. Having a little trouble finding the range here from 3. He's 0 for 4 from the 3-point line so far.
Blackjacks have, they're about almost going on 2 minutes here without a basket. Heritage Christian with the ball. This Booms kid, not very tall at all, but man, can he handle the basketball? He gets it into Darawali, backs to the basket, pushes Blake, and no basket.
No, he traveled.
Yep. He did make the basket, Blake, but he gave Blake a good shove there, but he was whistled for a travel, a turnover there by the Eagles.
That's the sixth turnover for Heritage Christian.
See if the Blackjacks can get back in the scoring column here. They're kind of on a small drought right now. Here's Stratmon, 27-23. Blackjacks lead. Here's Yamlin in the corner. Goes to the basket. Kicks it out to Bo Johnson. Back to Yamlin. He's underneath the basket. Puts it up and in. There's a basket for the Blackjacks.
Great ball movement there by Dawson Boyd, working around the zone of Heritage Christian.
Hey, turnaround jumper. No good. Big rebound by Drew Yamlin. 29-23, Blackjacks.
That's the fourth rebound for Drew.
They have possession. Drew underneath the basket. Kicks it out to Bo Johnson. Johnson gets the ball tipped away, but he's fouled by Griffin Booms from behind.
I think that'll be the second foul on Booms.
Boy, oh boy, is there a lot of Dawson Boyd fans here. They inbound it to Bo Johnson. Quick baseline shot tipped up and in by Drew Yamlin.
That was a three-point shot by Bo Johnson. Didn't go, but Drew Yamlin right there for the offensive putback. And now he has 9 points in the game.
31-24, Dawson Boyd. Terawali, the big guy's going to shoot a three. And it rolls around the rim. No good.
Yeah, it touched every part of the rim, but it rolled out.
It did. Did a complete circle. I like watching the big guy shoot three. Yamlin blocked by Palmer.
That's a tough shot to shoot over Palmer for Heritage Christian.
Yeah, Drew don't give me any shots blocked. And in the paint is Boom, shot up, no good. Terawali with the rebound. And Yamlin's going to be called for a foul, and Drew can't believe it.
That'll be his third.
Drew can't believe it.
Now Hassett will check in to replace Drew Yamlin. Hassett has two fouls for Dawson Boyd. That's the eighth team foul on Dawson Boyd, so Heritage Christian in the bonus. They'll get 1-1.
And Terawali at the free throw line.
He's already got 10 rebounds for Heritage Christian.
Free throw's no good. Boarded there by Boyd.
The sixth rebound for Brayson Boyk.
Yep. Boyk across midcourt. Now to Gunnar Liebel on the right wing. Here's Stratmore. Stratmore. Top of the key to Gunnar. 31-23 Blackjacks. Short jumper by Boyk from the baseline, and it rolls around the rim, and it goes in.
Friendly bounce there for Boyk. He's up to 15 points now on 6 of 9 shooting.
Shikohe, baseline shot, no good. Terawali with the rebound and put back his foul.
And that'll be the third personal foul now on Jackson Hassett.
Wow. Terawali, they don't got the height listed for Heritage Christian, but he's a well-built big guy.
Gunnar Olsen checks in now. He'll replace Hassett.
That's a blow there to the Blackjacks. Yamlin are going to have to sit for a while, maybe the rest of the half here.
Yeah, Yamlin and Hassett each with three personal fouls. 1:43 left. I'd be surprised if they come back into play.
Yeah.
Are they looking at Liebel now for something?
What happened? What's going on?
Something's going on with
Gunnar
Liebel. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's got blood and he's got a...
Oh, Liebel's running all the way across the floor here.
He's got a little blood on his hand, it looks like.
Okay, so. Yeah, they're pretty... So that's a delay in the game. Yeah, he's got some blood on his left arm and the trainer. They had to find a trainer. Now I think we're going to have a timeout. But the official's going to call a timeout. So we'll take a quick break with 1:43 to go. 33-25, Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment.
If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. It runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
All right, we're back here at Target Center. Gunnar Liebel still being attended to. Got some blood on his right arm. Meanwhile, Abu Terwali, that's the free throw, and that was a three-point play, wasn't it, after the timeout?
No, I think he was one of one at the free throw line, I think.
33-26 is the score, 33-26. Dawson Boyd, here's Boyd with a minute 35 to go. Brayson goes hard to the basket. He's fouled, and Brayson Boyd will go to the line.
I believe that foul was on Palmer. Nope, that was on Owen Haig for Heritage Christian. That'll be his first foul.
Brayson Boyk at the free throw line. He's got, what, 15?
Yep, now 16 with the made free throw. Gunnar Olson's able to check back in. Gunnar Liebel, excuse me, able to check back into the game for Dawson Boyd.
All right, it looks like he's got a big white bandage on his right wrist. Second free throw is up, hits the rim, no good. Palmer with the rebound. Here's Shokehe with the ball. Number zero almost lost it. Gunnar Olson back in, Bo Johnson. A little different lineup now for Dawson Boyd with Yamlin in foul trouble with a minute 16 to play. Shokehe goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Bo Johnson was pushed to the floor and no foul. 34-28, Blackjacks. Bo Johnson, the boy. Grayson, spin move in the paint, kicks it out.
Carson traveled. Boy called for travel.
And the Heritage Christian Academy fans come to their feet.
That's the seventh turnover now for Dawson Boyd.
Under a minute to play, it's 34-28, Dawson Boyd. Okay, out at midcourt. He's dribbling the ball right in front of us. Should I knock the basketball out of his hand? That's how close we are. Shakay, then will go to the basket. Oh, Bo Johnson missed.
Great play by Bo Johnson, reaching in there and getting the ball and stripping it loose and forcing a turnover.
Oh, Bo Johnson timed that perfectly. Great defensive play there by Bo Johnson. Now the Blackjacks looks like they'll go for the last shot, maybe?
Yep, about a second and a half separating the shot clock and game clock. We're down now to 10 on the shot clock.
Oh, and Gunnar Liebel got the ball, stolen out of his hands by Booms, and Booms then lost the ball out of bounds.
We have 8 seconds on the shot clock, 8.8 seconds left on the game clock. Dawson Boyd has the ball.
8 seconds before halftime, we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Monica's here. She's sitting behind me. She's here watching the game, supporting the Blackjack.
Boyk has it for Dawson.
Here we go. 4 seconds left. Liebel for three. No good. Bo Johnson shoots it. No good. And, folks, we are at halftime. 34-28 is the battle, isn't it, in this quarterfinal game, Mitchell?
Yeah, great showing by both teams in the first half. Dawson Boyd able to get out and transition a little bit, but not quite as much. And Abu Terawali able to dominate on the boards for Heritage Christian.
I think that's the story of the first half, isn't it?
Yep, Terawali has 11 of the 15 rebounds for Heritage Christian. And then Palmer has one, Haig has one, Booms has one, and Moulton has one. So really dominant is Terawali on the boards.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Your halftime score here at Target Center, 34-28, Dawson Boyd.
If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in southwest Minnesota, look no further than CleanSite, LLC, Montevideo.
CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms, from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your need, site has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo. Check out their website at CleanSiteLLC.com.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Gnometown Grounds is a locally owned cafe, bake shop, and gift shop on Main Street, Dawson. Emma has bagels and sandwiches. Pick up a very berry bagel, strawberry cream cheese topped with granola bear and berries on top. Or for lunch, how about a chicken Caesar salad sandwich? A number of other items on the menu. Gnometown Grounds hours, Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 12. And don't forget, Emma's restocked the Dirt Road Candle Company counter sprays and cleaning products. So stop in and check them out. That's Gnometown Grounds, Main Street, Dawson.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo, and Monica's is in full bloom. I have gotten so much new spring merchandise in, and you will see a lot of color in every room, and I've gotten a lot of jackets and spring striped tops, vests, jeans, shorts, capris, crops, and new reversible dresses, and grab a new dress for Easter. Shop Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
Welcome back to Target Center. We're at halftime, and the Dawson Boy Blackjacks are leading Heritage Christian Academy 34-28. Hey, we don't have no halftime guest today.
Nope, just you and me get to talk this time.
We get to talk. I actually had a great interview with my grandson, Eli Ramo, last night during the Montevideo game. That went well, didn't it?
Yeah, it was probably one of the top halftime interviews that we did.
All right, let's talk about the first half here, Mitchell. Your thoughts?
Dawson Boyd, they got Boyk with 16 and Yamlin with 11. They're doing a great job of team rebounding. They have six players that have at least one rebound, and then they are also sharing the ball well. They got six players with at least one assist, and they have four players with two assists. So great job for Dawson Boyd there. And then for Heritage Christian, they got three players that have scored 8 points, with Sokeye, Tarawali, and Haig each with 8 points. And then Tarawali just being a monster on the boards for Heritage Christian. He has 11 of their 15 rebounds.
Yeah, he's got to be at least 6'5 or so and just as wide. Big, he looks like a football player.
Yeah, I think the guy next to us, I think he said there he's from Heritage Christian. I think he said he's going to go play for the Gophers.
Oh, I can see that.
So
definitely see that, yeah. All right, so here's your score, 34-28. Now, I'll go through some earlier scores today. In state quarterfinals. Before we do that, I just want to congratulate the Montevideo Thunderhawks. I think they're here. They are here. I see them. The Thunderhawks boys basketball team, they just won the consolation championship, beating Minnehaha Academy 83-80 in overtime. And so congratulations to Coach Derek Webb, assistant coaches Mark Reitinger and Brandon Ramo, and the Thunderhawk boys taking home some hardware today. It's been a privilege and an honor to be broadcasting their games, that's for sure. What else you got here in Class A?
And so Class A, this is the third of four games that are played at the Target Center here this afternoon. In the first game, the 1-seed Cherry defeated the 8-seed Bold 89-57. And then the second game, the 4-seed Nevis defeated the 5-seed Henning 58-52. And so Cherry and Nevis will play tomorrow at noon from Williams Arena. And then Bold and Henning will play tomorrow at noon at Gengelhoff Center. Bold and Henning in the Consolation Championship, Cherry and Nevis in the state semifinals. And then in our game right now, the third game, Dawson Boyd leads Heritage Christian 34-28 at halftime. The winner of this one will be in the second semifinal game tomorrow at 2 o'clock from Williams Arena. The loser of this one will be playing in Gengelhoff Center in the consolation bracket at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And then in the fourth game, it's between the 3-seed Red Lake County and the 6-seed Goodhue.
And Dawson, if Dawson would happen to win this game, they'll play the last game, right? The winner?
Yep, they'll play. So the winner of our game will play the winner of Red Lake County and Goodhue, and the loser of this game will play the loser of our, the loser between Red Lake County and Goodhue.
Okay. All right, that wraps up Monica. Hey, she's here. We should have planned that, but we didn't. We want to thank Monica for sponsoring Halftime Guest, the Halftime Show all season long here on Q92. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Show. Your halftime score again, 34-28. We'll be back in about 4 minutes with the start of the second half. Don't go away.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Shelley Bendar, your Montevideo Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Shelley is a proud sponsor of the Montevideo Thunderhawks and Dawson Boyd Blackjacks state boys basketball teams on KLQP Radio. For all of your investment needs, call Shelley at 320-321-1426 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Olson Plumbing and Heating has been a fixture in Montevideo and the surrounding area for over 100 years. Our services include plumbing and heating for both residential and commercial. Our dedicated and professional technicians and staff are here to help with all your plumbing and heating needs. Call today to schedule your air conditioner tune-up, 320-269-7574. That's 269-7574. Or check them out on the web at MontevideoHVACService.com. That's Olson Plumbing and Heating, located on Main Street, Montevideo.
They know our hearts, even without us speaking. They can listen to our hearts to help us get through. They know exactly what you need in that moment of adversity.
When a family member dies, regardless of how well prepared you are, confusion and unknowing sets in. Hi, I'm Kevin Tabiest with Anderson Tabiest Funeral Home. Know that we are here to help.
I just need to know they're there to talk to me, to counsel me, to laugh, and to cry with me.
Today, people are looking for a unique service, one that tells their story and celebrates their life. Uniqueness is the new word in funeral care. At Anderson Tabiest Funeral Home, we are here to help tell that story.
It makes me feel very good. It makes me feel they really do care.
It means the world that you're not alone.
Anderson Tabiest Funeral Home, a fresh approach to funeral care in Montevideo, Dawson, and Granite Falls.
We're back here at Target Center, State Boys Basketball quarterfinals. And we're going to get the second half underway. Blackjacks have a 34-28 lead. Mitchell, what do they need to do to pull out a win here?
That's what they're going to have to start shooting the three ball a little bit better. They're 3-12 from the three-point line so far, and Stratmon and Lebo are combined 0-7 from the three-point line. So they have to start getting that three ball to fall, and they're going to have to find a way to keep Tara Wally from off the boards. He's got 11 of the 15 rebounds for Heritage Christian, and he's really been able to help try and keep Heritage Christian in this game.
That's right. All right, Black Test walking back onto the floor.
Important to note that Jackson Hasted and Drew Yamlin, each with three personal fouls.
Oh, Hasted has three fouls too, huh?
Yep. Both of them are on the floor to start the full starting lineup on the floor for Dawson Boyd.
All right, Heritage Christian will be going to my left, Black Test to my right. Heritage Christian will get the ball to start the second half. Here's Shokehei.
Dawson looks like they're in a 2-3 zone now.
Molten, back to Shokehei. Now they switched it up a little bit, haven't they? Here's a long three-pointer, no good. Yamlin with the rebound.
The sixth rebound for Yamlin.
Boyk, dribbling the ball right in front of Coach Larson. Quick pass underneath to Yamlin. Drew, out to Stratmone. Stratmone goes to the basket, kicks it out to Hasted. Yamlin from NBA three, no good. Rebounded by Shokehei. Shokehei, quick pass up to Owen Haig, and he'll kick it back out. Shokehei for three. No. Boarded by Boyk. Quick pass up to Gunner. Fast break. Good! Gunner Label!
Gunner Label up to 4 points now for Dawson Boyd. We didn't see Dawson Boyd get out in transition a lot in the first half.
Here's a long three-pointer by Heritage Christian. No good. Tara Wally with the rebound. And he forces himself. Oh, he hit his ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that on Drew?
Hasted and Drew were both there, so someone's going to pick up.
And Tara Wally hit the floor.
Looks like it was 12, so it's going to be Hasted. That's going to be his fourth personal foul.
And Tara Wally still on the floor. He banged his head hard. And now he's being helped up by his teammate, the big guy.
Showing the replay up on the big screen, and Dawson fans are not happy with that foul call.
Oh, they're showing replays. I didn't notice that before. And so the Gopher recruit will go to the for Heritage Christian Academy.
Tara Wally just 2 of 6 from the free throw line for Heritage Christian.
So Yamlin with three fouls, Hasted with four. They're wiping up the floor where Tara Wally hit the floor. Boy, he hit his head hard. I saw his head bounce on the gym floor. And he's hopefully okay. Well, he'll be at the free throw line. His free throw's up and missed.
Well, looks like Poe Johnson's going to check in and replace Hasted.
Jackson's going to have to sit. Well, next man up, right?
Yep. So that'll be Bo Johnson and Gunnar Olsen and Kate Solm. Each going to come in and give Dawson good minutes.
And the free throw by Tara Wally is good. And Tara Wally with 30 points. Right, 30 points. That's his number, 30. Sorry.
9 points for him.
9 points for him. And he's going to come out of the game, make sure he's okay after hitting the floor hard. Gunner Liebel goes to the basket and makes the layup.
Great job by Liebel using the pump fake to get Palmer in the air. And Gunner able to finish on over the top of him for a nice layup.
38-29, Dawson Boyd, who's going to play in the Class A semifinals tomorrow at Williams Arena. Owen Haig goes to the basket, and Yamlin. He just lost the ball.
I think Yamlin poked it loose, and it bounced off of Haig as he drove to the lane, and it went out of bounds. Last touch by Haig, so now Dawson Boyd will get the possession back.
Amazing crowd here for this Class A quarterfinals. Both Heritage Christian and Dawson Boyd bringing the fans out today. Here's Bo Johnson, the Gunner Label. Label's going to go to his left side, puts up a jump shot off the rim. No good. Look at Boyk go for the rebound with Palmer. And
real last touch by Boyk. The ball went out of bounds, so possession will go over to Heritage Christian.
16 minutes left to go in this basketball game from Target Center. 38-29. Blackjacks. And they're on defense. Shokehei kicks it out in the corner to Owen Haig. Drives baseline underneath the basket. Gets it out to the top of the key. There goes Booms. Here's Shokehei for three. And it won't go in. Rebounded by the shortest guy on the floor. Carson Stratton, he throws a pass down to Label, and Label's hammered.
It was Moulton picking up the foul for Heritage Christian. A nice job by Label to leak out for Dawson Boyd.
Who threw that football pass the full length of the court?
I think it was Yamlin. Because Stratmon got the rebound, and then I think he passed it over to Yamlin.
39-29. It's a 10-point lead as Gunnar Label makes his free throw.
First trip to the free throw line for Label.
Second free throw by Gunner is good. Nice to see the basketball team of 91 for Dawson Boyd. They're all here today. Cheering on the Blackjacks. Palmer kicks it in the corner. The Booms. Booms drives baseline, kicks it, throws the ball out of bounds.
He's trying to hit Owen Hay, got on the three-point line, but the ball went by it and it went out of bounds.
So Dawson Boyd will get the ball on the turnover.
The eighth turnover for Heritage Christian.
40-29. Winner of this game will play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Williams Arena in the semifinals. Here's Bo Johnson on the left wing. Oh, almost threw it away. Liebel jumps up and catches it. Then Liebel will go to the basket. The shot was partially blocked.
Great job by Yaman to save it from going out of bounds. Dawson Boyd will keep possession.
Here's Liebel. Zone defense here by the Eagles.
Yeah, it looks like a 1-3-1 zone.
Liebel kicks it to Bo Johnson for three. He won't go. Stratmore on the rebound. Put back. What a play by Carson.
Nice job by Stratmon getting in position for that offensive putback for Dawson Boyd. That's Stratmon's sixth rebound.
It's how you position yourself. Oh, look at Terawali go to the basket, and he rolls it off the rim. No good. Yamlin with the board. Here comes Boyd. Man, what a play by Stratmon. Shortest guy on the floor. Yamlin dishes out the boat. Stratmon, on top of the key to Gunner. Liebel, back out to Yamlin. Yamlin for three. Off the rim. Boyk with the rebound. Holly gets it. Here's Haig, number four. Loses the ball. Terawali picks up the loose ball.
Oh, and he traveled with it.
Yep, whistle for travel.
Be the ninth turnover now for Heritage Christian.
So the Blackjacks, Gunnar Liebel, bring the ball up the floor slowly. And they lead 42-29. Lob pass to Boyk. Good! Brayson, wow!
Nice job by Boyk. He just got behind that zone defense by Heritage Christian and able to lob it down low to him, and he was able to finish at the rim.
I think it was one of them set plays, but I think Boyk wanted to slam it.
Almost great defense shot by Yamlin.
And now tipped away by Sokehe. Oh, down low to Label. Label scores. 10 points for Label. What a fast break by Dawson Boyd.
First started by great defense by Drew Yamlin. He picked up a block, and he made sure not to foul and pick up his fourth foul. Then Boyd got out in transition, and he found Label down low for a layup.
And Heritage Christian Academy calls a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. 13-26 to play. Blackjacks 46. The Eagles 29. You're listening to Dawson Boyd Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know: Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
All right, welcome back. Target Center during the timeout on the big Jumbotron. They posted a picture of the 1991 Dawson Boyd state team. And then they did a split screen with Coach Corey Larson. And the Dawson fans went nuts. All right, timeout's over. Black Trek lead 46-29. And they go down to Palmer. Oh, and an easy basket for Palmer.
That's tough to play zone when Heritage Christian has both Palmer and Terrell Wally up on the, out on the floor for Heritage Christian.
46-31, 12:58 to go. Liebel in the paint, turnaround jumper, good. Gunner's on fire here in the second half, isn't he, Mitchell?
Yeah, that's what that, 10 points for him in the second half, I believe, only after only having two in the first.
And a shot put up by Shokehe, no good. Rebounded there, and Moulton will try a three-pointer, no good. Ball's kicked around.
Last touch by Dawson Boyd, I believe Bo Johnson, last touch, it went out of bounds, so Heritage Christian will retain possession.
That was a nice nice thing on the Jumbotron during the timeout. Heritage Christian Academy will inbound the ball. Here's Booms. A three-point shot by Moulton. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Palmer. And Boyd is...
Oh, it's on the jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Dawson Boyd.
Heritage Christian fans jumped their feet. They didn't like that.
It looked like Boyd's arm got stuck inside Palmer's grip of the basketball, and Heritage Christian wanted to reach him, but Dawson fortunate to get a jump ball call.
Blackjacks with the possession and a 48-31 lead. Paul Ramel, Mitchell, Silty here courtside at Target Center, and now Liebel is fouled by number 24, Griffin Booms.
That'll be the third foul on Booms.
Blackjacks will inbound the ball in front of us here on the side court. And we've got a couple substitutes coming in. Blackjacks inbound it to Gunner Liebel. Liebel is just on fire here in the second half. Yamlin on the right wing. Spin move by Drew. Goes to the basket. Shot short. No, it won't go. Good effort.
Great move by Yamlin. Just couldn't finish at the rim.
Shokehe brings it up the floor for Heritage Christian Academy to Terawali. Palmer in the corner. Terawali goes, kicks it out. Ooh, they almost lost it. Now top of the key to Shokehe. Shokehe gets a screen from Terawali.
Shot clock's down to 10.
Dishes it down low. Missed the shot. Blake with the rebound. And Blake got a foul.
I got a foul on Terawali.
Did you see what happened? Before Boyd's feet hit the floor, he was already looking down. And Gunner.
I think someone was leaking out. Was it
Gunner Liebel?
Gunner Liebel was leaking out already for Dawson Boyd. So
they were looking to push the ball. But Heritage Christian picked up a foul on Boyd.
I believe that'll be the second personal foul on Terawali.
Here's Gunner dribbling the ball right by us here. 11:20 to go. 48-31. Boyd goes fire dunk. Oh, he missed it. Picked up by Terawali. Shokehe goes in and lays it up. Wow. That was a turn of events there. Oh, here we go. And Blake down low, and he lays it. Blake scores. He wasn't going to chance at that time, was he?
Yeah, he finished with a layup there. Nice job by Blake. Opportunity for Heritage Christian, so Blake just kind of hung down at the other end.
And a three-pointer by Hohenhag deep in the corner. Big three-pointer there. It's 50-36. Well, that was a flurry of scores there. Look at Gleebel down low. Shoots, no good. Blake gets the rebound. Terawali rips it out of his hand. Get a little physical now.
Be the 16th rebound for Terawali, excuse me.
Shokehe at the top of the key, back into Terawali. Terawali going against Stratmon. Shot, no good. Yamlin. Stratmon's going, hey, how did I get matched up with him?
That's what happens when you're in a zone defense. You get who's ever in front of you.
Good job by Carson pushing the big guy around.
That helps when you have Yamlin and Boyk anchoring the zone behind you.
Here's Yamlin in the corner, top of the key to Gunner. Gunner goes to the basket, scores! Quite an explosive move by Gunner Liebel.
Liebel now has 14 points.
52-36, Blackjack. Boy, Gunner. He only had 2 points in the first half.
Yeah, he's got 12 here in the second.
Palmer shot. Blocked by Boyk.
Nice job by Boyk. Just getting all ball there, not touching the wrist of Palmer and picking up a foul.
You're listening to State Class A quarterfinal, State Boys Basketball from Target Center in Minneapolis. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here, courtside. We're in the second half, 9:32 to play in the ball game. Blackjacks have a 52-36 lead. Shokehe for three, hits the back iron. Big board by Yamlin.
It'll be the ninth rebound, I believe, for Yamlin.
Remember, Jackson Hasted on the bench with four personal fouls. Yaman spin move, kicks it out to Bo Johnson. Bo, right at the throat in the corner. Chicane knocks it out of bounds. Oh, somebody hit the floor hard.
That was Bo, it looks like.
Ooh, Bo's being helped up. He's coming up limping.
Well, he looks like he's going to do all right.
He's going to shake it off. Tough kid, Bo Johnson. Label inbounds. Yamlin for three off the rim. Bo gets a hand on it and gets the board.
Nice job by Bo Johnson getting that offensive rebound.
Stratmon from NBA three. No good. And
on a travel.
Oh.
Jonah
Moulton.
Moulton rebounded the ball for Heritage Christian, but he fell to the floor. And when that happens, they usually call a travel for take your feet off the floor. So.
I would guess the shooting percentage is a lot better here. Oh, inbound pass, wide open, boy. Easy basket for Dawson Boyd. 54-36, Blackjacks. Clock can't run fast enough.
Boyd, go for it.
Here's a three-pointer from the baseline, no good. Palmer rebound and put back. He's got to be 6'9". 54-38. Gunner, Liebel, in the paint. Back out to Yamlin. Wide open for a three. That's off the back iron.
On a foul called on Liebel on a reach-in. Be Liebel's second.
Field goal percentage for Dawson Boyd is at 43.
The three-point percentage is only at just under 17. They're 3 of 18 from the three-point line.
All right, Heritage Christian with the ball. They have some work to do. They're down 54-38. Coming up on 8 minutes left in the game. Here's a three-pointer by Haig from the corner. No good. And
great box out by Yaman. He boxed out Terrell Wally.
And Drew will bring the ball up the floor for Dawson Boyd in front of a large Blackjack fan base here, sitting behind us here at Target Center. Yaman, quick pass to Boyd, scores.
And a foul.
And Boyk's foul, 24 points for Grayson Boyk.
Have a chance for 25 at the free throw line.
Boyk with 8 rebounds. Boyk at the line. Grayson will be playing college basketball next year at SMSU. Not SDSU, SMSU.
Nope.
Free throw was good, 57-38. Eagles from Heritage Christian with the basketball. Shokehe, quick move to the basket, lays it up left-handed, no good. And Terawali gets the rebound. He falls down again.
We'll see who that foul was on. Looks like it was on Brayson. That'll be his second.
Brayson, nope. No, they're going to have... have to wipe up something on the floor. A little delay here. Where's our towel boys here?
Dawson Boyd has held Heritage Christian to just 10 points here in the second half.
Here's a three-point shot from the corner by Moulton, and he hits one. That brings the Eagle fans to their feet. You jinxed them there, Mitchell.
Huh?
Is he jinxing?
I wouldn't say that's a jinx.
All right, here's Gunner Liebel. Oh, Shokehe steals the ball from Gunner, and he's having trouble with it to pick it up, and he stops the ball. Moulton for three again. That's way short, and it's saved by, oh, Shokehe saves the ball. Good hustle.
Oh, stolen by Stratmon, and Dawson's got a fast break opportunity.
Run! Bo Johnson from behind. Oh, it's stripped by Boehm. We're going the other way. Boehm blocked by Boyd. What a block by Boyk. Holy cow!
Great defensive play by Boyk. He was getting boxed out by Tara Wally as the Harris Christian player went to cut to the basket. It was a 3-on-1. Boyk was the lone defender, and he got a great block, and that'll lead to a timeout taken on the floor.
Coach Corey Larson calling a timeout. There's 6 minutes, 43 seconds to play in this basketball game, and the Blackjacks have a 57-41 lead. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Dawson Boyd Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Target Center. The Blackjacks have a 57-41 lead with 6:43 to go, Mitchell.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd, knowing they're not shooting the ball so well from the three-point line, they've really attacked the paint here against Heritage Christian.
Heritage Christian, the Section 4 champion, have 24 wins on the season. And they'll inbound the ball off the timeout. Palmer at the top of the key, goes to the basket, kicks it out in the corner. Stratmon almost stole it. Palmer gets it back.
Now it's both loose by Boyk.
And it goes out of bounds. It'll remain with Heritage Christian. The winner of this game gets Red County.
It's the winner of the Red Lake County and Goodhue matchup after us.
All right, Chappelle with the ball. He's going to shoot a long three, and it rattled in and out. And Tarawali with the rebound and putback. Strong move there by the big guy.
That's 17 rebounds now for Tarawali. Jesse Jackson Hassett has checked back into the game with four fouls.
57-43. 6:08 to go. Boyk, hard move by Brayson. He's fouled by Palmer. Brayson was going to the basket. Get out of the way. That's what he said. And Palmer fouled him.
Be the second foul on Palmer. Boyk 4-6 from the free throw line so far.
Free throw's good by Brayson. Coming into the game, Brayson has 2,418 points, 1,082 rebounds in his career. Wow. Second free throw rattled in and out. No good. That's a career, couple careers right there. Shakay Hay with the ball. Right wing goes to number four, Haig. Owen. Back over to Tarawali. Owen, Haig in the paint. Kicks it in the corner to Moulton. Good defense by Dawson Boyd here.
Yeah, Dawson's zone doing a great job on keeping Heritage Christian scrambling.
Here's a three-pointer by Owen Haig. No good. Rebounded by Palmer. Over to Shakehe. He goes into the basket, and he rolls it off. No
big
good.
Rebound by Yamlin. It'll be number nine for Yamlin.
Drew looking up the floor. He'll take it himself. Now he'll pull it back to Gunnar Liebel. Over to Boyk. 5:15 on the clock. 58-43 Blackjacks. Yamlin. Over to Hasted. Boyk is going to shoot a three, and that rolls off. Won't go.
Another rebound for Tarawali.
Quickly up the floor. Owen Haig was
stolen by Liebel.
Liebel has Hasted. Liebel taking himself. Tarawali runs him in. Runs out of bounds.
I think they called a foul on Tarawali, and so Liebel should go to the free throw line. Oh, nope, they call it on number zero. It's okay, eh?
Is Gunner going to the line?
Yep.
Okay.
Gunner 2-2 at the line so far in the game.
Gunner only had 2 points in the first half, and his free throw is good. What's he got, 15 now?
15 so far in the second half.
Second free throw here by Gunner Liebel, the junior. Good. Good free throw shooting. What a second half for Liebel. Hey, the Blackjacks hit the 60 mark. 60-43. Palmer down low, shot partially blocked by Boyk, goes out of bounds. It'll be Blackjack basketball. I want to congratulate the Montevideo Thunderhawks. They won in overtime at Concordia University this afternoon over Minnehaha Academy, 83-80. So they are the consolation champions. Coach Derek Webb, who is here watching this game. Congratulations to the Thunderhawks. Here's Yamlin to Boyk. Boyk dribbles to the paint, goes in. Oh, he wanted to slam it and then changed his mind, but he's fouled, I think.
Yep, Terrell Wally picked up the foul there.
And Terrell Wally not too happy. He was talking to the referee about something. So Brayson will go to the line. Once again, I said he has 2,418 points coming into this game. Second, the first free throw by Brayson is good. Boyk with 27 points now, leads all scorers. Yeah, man's monster slam dunk. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded there by Owen Haig, number four, for Heritage Christian. Over to Shakehe. Kicks it. Still has it into Terawali. The big guy muscles his way to the basket and scores. Wow.
Terawali has a double-double in the game now. It's got 13 points and 18 rebounds.
Here's Drew at the free throw line. Spin move in the paint. Kicks it out. Jackson Hasted, who's playing with four personal fouls. Back to Drew. Hasted goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Nice move by Jackson Hasted. Here's Moulton. 63-45, Dawson Boyk. Terawali in the paint. Boyk blocked him. Terawali falls down. He falls down a lot.
Yep. Been on the floor quite a bit today. He'll go to the free throw line where he's 3 of 8.
Was that Boyk with the ball, right?
Yep, that's his third foul.
So, Abu Terawali at the line. And he'll shoot two free throws. Taking his time here. And the free throw is on its way, and he missed. He hasn't been doing too good with the free throw line today. One more shot for Abu. It's on its way, and it's no good. And Heritage Christian gets the rebound. They keep the ball. Shakehe in the paint, lays it up. No good. Terawali with the rebound. He goes up with it. Blocked by Boyk. Here's a fast break. Gunner. Label. Goal! What a move by Label.
Label with the Euro step to get a layup for Dawson Boyk. And now a timeout taken by Heritage Christian.
And we'll take a timeout as well with 3 minutes, 17 seconds to play. Dawson Boyk, 65. Heritage Christian Academy, 45. We'll be right back.
The new 2025 Fords are arriving daily at Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212. And because of that, they're offering clearance prices on remaining 2024s. You'll also get special financing and cash rebates on select models. They have a great selection of used vehicles on the lot too, like a 2022 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive with only 12,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2021 Ford Bronco Big Bend 4x4 Sharp with only 23,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 XLT Sport, only 39,000 miles on it. And be sure to check out their website at leemtrco.com or give them a call 320-769-2365. Lee Motor Company, Dawson.
We're back here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Looks like the Blackjacks are in control. A 20-point lead, Mitchell.
Yep, they've played great basketball for the entire game. Really gotten out. They've got out in transition a little bit more now as we're in the second half here. And Lebo really picked it up. He's got a six. He's got 16 points in the second half now. 18 in the game.
All right, timeout's over by Heritage Christian Academy. Shakehe with the basketball. They're down by 20. Here's a short jump shot. No good. Rebounded there by Hasted. And Lebo will bring the ball at half court. Throws over to Drew.
Heritage Christian came out in a little bit of full court press there after the timeout.
Grayson Boyk and Yamlin at the free throw line. 2:47 to play, folks. And game's not over yet, but it looks like the Blackjacks will be playing at Williams Arena tomorrow afternoon. Download a Boyk. Boyk with a shot. No good. Rebound by Palmer. Heritage Christian goes to, they lose the ball. It goes right in the hands of Boyk.
Weeble has it now. Dawson trying to use most of the shot clock, trying to waste as much time as they can.
Coach Corey Larson really yelling, and Boyk goes out of the slam dunk. Woo! Slam dunk by Boyk. 29 points for Brayson. Minutes to go in the ball game. Shakay dishes it off. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Yamlin. Wow.
Dawson Boyk doing a great job on the boards. They've held Terawali. I think he had, 15 in the first half? He's only got four rebounds here in the second half.
Oh, and Boyk with the basketball.
Reach in on Chokeye for Heritage Christian. That'll be his second personal foul. Boyk and Yamlin doing a great job filling out the stat sheet. Boyk with 29 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Yamlin, 11 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block.
You know, Brayson, I'm not sure if he's over a sinus infection, but he was not 100% during section play, was he?
No, he wasn't 100%, but if I had to guess, I'd say he's doing pretty good right now.
Yamlin comes out. The starters are coming out. Gets a hug from Coach Corey Larson. Yamlin does. Gunnar Liebel's coming out, gets a handshake from Dustin Yamlin. Hasted's out. Who do we got in here?
We got Stratmon, Solem, Mason Bothoon, and I think it's Colton Bothoon.
Colton Bothoon, yeah.
And then Boyk will get a relief after his free throw.
And the free throw is good by Boyk. That gives him 30 points, folks.
And number 21, Mitchell Myers, checks in for Dawson Boyk.
Grayson will get his second free throw here. And it is good. 31 points for the senior and 8 rebounds. 31 points for Boyk. And the Dawson fans are making some noise. And how about the Blackjacks that are on the floor right now, some of these sophomores? Well, Heritage Christian with the ball with their subs in, and a shot put up, no good. Nice rebound there by Colton Boffin. Olsen on the floor. Down low to number 4. That's Mason Boffin, and he lost the ball out of bounds.
We'll go back over to Heritage Christian.
A minute 6 to play, and the Blackjacks have a 69-45 lead. Coach Larson trying to get everybody in the game here. You want to play on the target center floor, and Blackjack on defense there, and a layup missed by Heritage Christian, picked up there by Colton Boffin. 47 seconds. Here's number 21, Mitchell Myers. Down low to Olsen. And Solem with the ball, shoots, and he missed the shot. Olsen trying to get the rebound. Heritage Christian with the board. He's going to go in for a layup, and he's fouled hard by Colton Boffin. And that stops the clock with 25 seconds to play. Ace Larson and Landon Keeman, they want to play. They want to check in, but I don't know if they're going to get in.
They'll check in after the
free throw. Free throw by the Eagles. Free miss. And now here comes Ace Larson, and what a thrill it is for them guys, Landon Keeman.
And it's the only game that'll be played at Target Center for these guys, so everyone get an opportunity to play on the floor.
25 seconds to go, and the Heritage Christian will shoot their second free throw. 69-45, Blackjacks. And the free throw is good. And number 20, and the Blackjacks have 25 seconds. Here's Ace Larson dribbling the ball up the floor on the Target Center floor. Ace Larson over to Myers. Here's Landon Keeman. And the Dawson fans want Keeman to shoot it. 10 seconds to go. 10 seconds. Solem with the ball out at midcourt to Landon Keeman. 5 seconds. And the Blackjacks are going to let the clock slow. Oh, they fall with 0.7. Whoa, and did you see the look the referee gave to Heritage Christian kid? What are you doing fouling?
Well, Cade Solem will go to the free throw line. He'll have a chance to score on the Target Center floor.
That look by the referee to the Heritage Christian kid was something else. Oh, my goodness. And Cade Solem's free throw, no good. Here's your final score. That was an odd ending to the ball game for sure. And the Blackjacks, Dawson Boyd wins their quarterfinal game. How about that, Mitchell?
That was a great showing by Dawson Boyd. They out-rebounded, barely out-rebounded, 37-36, but rebounded well, got out in transition a little bit more in the second half. Big credit to Drew Yaman. He had 3 fouls in the first half, and I think he played a majority of the second half, didn't pick up a single foul. So great job by Drew there. And Boyd, the big scorer, with 31 points for Dawson Boyd, and then Lebo with a 16-point second half. He finished with 18.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show. Dawson Boyd fans applaud the Blackjacks as they're walking off the floor. Big win, 69-46. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
For all your building needs, at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply, all your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lockapaw County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Jump on the bus with WD Tours, Wes and Karen Anderson. They just booked Purple Rain at the State Theater November 15th. Sign-up deadline is May 1st. Other trips, Mountain Music and Moonshine, June 11th through the 20th. Door County, July 28th through the 31st. Church of Cash at Chan S and Friday, May 2nd. And a Minnesota Twins game, June 7th. Check out WDTours.com for a complete listing of trips. That's WD Tours, Wes and Karen Anderson.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silt here. The Blackjacks win at 69-46. Mitchell, let's go through some of the stats.
Yeah, so leading scorers for Dawson Boyd. Brayson Boyd had 31. Gunnar Lebo had 18. Drew Yamlin had 11. Hasted with 4, Stratmon with 2, and Johnson with 3. Leading rebounder for Dawson Boyd, Yamlin had 11, Boyk had 8, and Stratmon had 7 rebounds for Dawson Boyd. Lebo had 5 assists, Yamlin with 4 assists, and then Boyk and Yamlin each with 2 steals, and then Boyk finished with 3 blocks. And those are the leaders for Dawson Boyd. And for Heritage Christian, Sokeye with 10 points, Moulton with 5, Brooms with 2, Terrell Wally with 13, Hag with 11, Comfort with 1, and Palmer with 4. Leading rebounder was Terrell Wally with 19, and Terrell Wally also led Heritage Christian with 2 assists. Sokeye finished with 4 steals, and Palmer each had 1 block.
All right, what's happening right in front of us, folks, on the Target Center floor between games, the National Guard is out here, and there's probably a couple hundred high school students that are being sworn in to be National Guard members. Pretty impressive scene here. They're taking the oath right now as we talk.
Yeah, this is a sight to see. I've never seen this before.
And I apologize, but there's a Camby Lancer. He's got his Camby Lancer shirt. He's standing right in front of me. I'm not sure who it is, so I'm not going to say right off the bat, but hopefully I can get his name later. And he's being sworn in the National Guard right now. And kind of cool to see this. It's, I didn't know they were going to do this between games. And pretty cool. Pretty good thing. And now they're being applauded by the arena fans here, and they are now members of the National Army, National Guard. Pretty cool. Now the sergeant's going to take over, looks like. And, well, I tell you what, that'll wrap it up here. What do we got going on tomorrow, Mitchell?
So tomorrow for Class A, semifinal matchups from Williams Arena will start at noon, and the first matchup will be between 1-seed Cherry and the 4-seed Nevis. And the second game starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow from Williams Arena, Dawson Boyd, the 2-seed, will play the winner of our next game and the last game here at Target Center between the 3-seed Red Lake County and the 6-seeded Goodhue. Then from Gingelhoff Center in the consolation bracket, 8-seed Bold will play 5-seed Henning at noon from Gingelhoff Center. And then Heritage Christian, the 7-seed, will play the loser between Red Lake County and Goodhue at 2 o'clock from the Gingelhoff Center.
All right, and we will be at Williams Arena tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. It'll be a fun time, right, Mitchell?
Yep, it should be a good one.
All right. Thanks to our fine state sponsors for basketball and our listeners all over. We had a lot of people online listening, and we appreciate that. And so we will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock from Williams Arena with the Blackjacks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Once again, your final score: Dawson Boyd 69, Heritage Christian Academy 46. Have a good evening.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Tri-State Basketball coverage on Q92, brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts, State Basketball Action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Cleanside Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Gnometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Roslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swidzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFB Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martin's and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Kira's Fieldcraft Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assistant Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State Basketball Action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silvey.